Hey guys, I want to take a few moments to thank Sneak Tech Sneak Boots for their support of the show. They make it possible for me to keep it free, so please go check them out at sneaktech.com. I use them on all my hunts, and really they've upped my game, taken my stalks to the next level, so check them out. I also want to take the time to thank you, my listeners, for the support that you have given me, and I'd like to give back to those going that extra mile. So once a month, I will be giving away a pair of Sneak Tech boots and two t-shirts to three subscribers of the podcast who have left a comment or feedback on iTunes or Podbean. Thank you. Now let's roll into the next episode.
All right, so we're doing a little off-the-cuff podcast because my cousin Anthony stopped by to bring me some more bags to sell on the website. So Anthony owns Phoenix Shooting Bags. How are things going with that, by the way? I know they're doing well for me. I sell quite a bit of them. So
the response has been unbelievable. Everybody's just like sending me pictures of their groups, how much better they're shooting. I mean, I love just seeing everybody get better. I mean, that's the reason why we did this. That's the reason why I did it, is that I want to see people succeed out in the field. I want to see people make better shots. I want to see people show me their harvest, that, oh my God, I made a shot that I couldn't make 6 months ago.
Right.
So.
No, that's awesome, bro. I mean, I've gotten a lot of feedback. One of the things that I noticed, though, is that people aren't using the bags properly. And they're using it as a rest, but they're not understanding how to use it in a way that's actually going to make them not just be more comfortable, but actually make more precision shots, like a more precise shot. Like, I know you guys just put a couple videos up on the website. You guys should check those out that really start helping people put the pieces of the puzzle together, how to use them properly. I saw you had Dave up on there showing how to use the you put a new clip on the
Tony bag of donuts.
Yeah. So how to basically using the clip and how to roll the bag down to make it more firm or to make it less firm, to adjust the height on it, so on and so forth. People don't get that. They're like, oh, it's just a bag with filling in it that's lightweight, you know, that I can rest my gun on it. So I think it's important that you guys continue to do some more educational videos and populate that more. But the ones you got on there are really good. I was directing people to my YouTube for a while because me and you did that one video that day after coyote hunting. That I think was really good. I think it showed a lot of things, but it's kind of long. And you know how people are nowadays, if it's not a minute or less, they're not going to watch it. But if you really want to like get the full understanding of it, that video does a good job of how you use the bag, like, you know, squeezing it in the back and releasing it to adjust your elevation, and you know, how to use a front bag, how to deal with, you know, different angles. Yeah. So
a guy that really describes how to use the bags and how to use, you know, proper gun, I guess, ethics and how to properly shoot is Ryan Kleckner. People should go on YouTube and check him out. I highly recommend it. I mean, this guy knows what he's talking about. He says it pretty simple, and it'll help a lot of people out on shooting properly. Just go to like YouTube long range shooting and it'll pop up, and just watch a bunch of his videos, and he, like I said, he'll teach you how to properly set up the shot and talk about trigger control, talk about, you know, using a bag rather than the bipod, because the bipod, what we all notice about using a bipod is that it jumps on different terrain. Right. And that's the reason why we built the bags. That's
it's
the reason
not why as consistent. Yeah, it's not as consistent for sure.
Yeah, you're great when you're inside the shooting range and you're shooting off of a cement slab.
But even there, Because you and Paul went last on, a couple of days back to go shoot his new gun, and his groups, because he showed me, he's like, oh yeah, I went with Anthony, and it's like my groups on the bipod were not as tight, and that was only, I mean, it's only 100 yards, so if at 100 yards it's moving that much, you can imagine what it does at 400 or 500 yards,
Oh yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't know how to load the bipod correctly, and it all depends on the terrain that you're on. So shooting off the bags and shooting off, the same platform every single time, you're gonna get a better group. I mean, that's all I shoot. I shoot off the Tony bag of donuts and the extra small or the small. That's always on my pack, one of the two. It does not leave the pack. The front of the stock goes on the Tony bag of donuts. And the rear bag is basically directing my shot. It's giving my up and down, and exactly. And once everybody understands that, I mean, a lot of people don't know how to use the bag properly. So going on like YouTube and whatnot and seeing how to properly use the bag, I think once they understand the concept, they'll see their groups. Like, I mean, Paul was shooting like an inch and a half, and I got him to shoot a half an inch with the bags and using them properly. Because he doesn't know how to use his arm in the correct way. Like he wasn't like taking his hand and putting it underneath the
Cradling in and
cradling it and then squeezing it. And he was kind of muscling the gun,
muscling
and that's the wrong thing you want to do. You want to have the bag do the work for you, and you don't
I used to
want to.
muscle the gun before I knew, because, well, you and I went to Gunsight Academy freaking almost 10 years ago now.
That's more than 10 years.
More?
More than 10 years, yeah.
No, because I was married. I've been married almost 11, I'm married 11 years, so couldn't be more than that.
Oh, it's 11 years. All right.
Okay. And then you and Joe started carrying sandbags in the into Coos Deer country.
And that's the
And that's
reason.
where there's that's where these came about. I mean, you guys, well, you, not you guys, but I mean, it started with you and Joe, really. But
Well, Joe would carry for the rear, and I would make something for the front.
And you
Joe
guys
was
would split
always,
the weight
yeah,
and
split the weight. Well, Joe's a beast, so he likes to like carry heavy weight. So we gave him the 5 pound, and I took the 3 pound. It's fine, and we would head up the mountain. And then after a couple years in the jet, we were like, Joe is like the first one to say, "I'm sick of carrying this freaking thing. Let's come up with something." And then that's how this whole thing started.
And then you started making the bags. I know you started with the Tony Depp bag of donuts. I have the original one somewhere. It's in there, somewhere here, floating around in this disaster of an office right now. I got my stuff everywhere. I'm in the middle of getting ready for Oregon, and I got a backpack review going on, so I got four backpacks laying around in here. I got stuff everywhere. So, but anyhow, you started doing those, and I used it, and I was like, oh, cool, this is great. But I used it like I used the sandbag. It was just like a rest. It was what I didn't even we didn't I didn't know. You might have known, but I don't. You never told me if you knew. To properly squeeze and do all that,
Well, I learned a lot from the gun sight. You were taking the class, but I was behind the camera, so I was actually paying attention to what was going on. And I got to hang out more with the guys because I got to shoot the shit with a lot of them while you were like in class. Yeah, I was videoing, but I was actually learning. I don't want to say more than you, but I got to shoot
You
more.
probably did, man. I was, fumbling through things and learning how to do other things. So you concentrate on. You focus on one thing and it takes you off of whatever.
Number one thing the guy said, have a solid rest. That was number one. Number two, trigger control. Number three, know your ballistics to your gun. Know your ballistics to your gun. So, like I said, we're gonna bring my brother's back, his gun back into situation. A lot of people, this is a lot of mistake. This is what I see all the time. Oh, this gun doesn't shoot well. This gun sucks. I can't get it to group. Okay, tell me about it. All right. Well, I have these 150 grain bullets. I have the 180 grain bullets. I have these this. Okay,
210s.
210s. So this is, we're gonna go back to my brother. So he had all these different types of bullets. I said, all right, I want you to just focus on the dot, shoot a group. I don't care where they're going on the paper, just shoot at that dot every single time. Shoot three rounds. Shot three rounds, inch and a half, whatever it was. Next one, he shot. We picked a different bullet. It was like 100, and it was 210 grains. We started with 180, and then went to 210. Shot. It became like a half inch.
Right.
Then we were just fumbling around with loads that I had made.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, I mean, it was less than a half inch by the time we were done. And my brother was like, I'm in amazement.
Right.
We had one group at one of the rounds, and this wasn't the rounds that I was making. This was just a normal box.
Box ammo.
Yeah, okay. Box ammo. And it was 180 grain. I think it was the Scirocco's.
Yeah.
It's 180 grain Scirocco. And it was like almost 2 inches. Yeah. And I'm like, Paul, you shooting? He's like, Ant, I am shooting right at that dot. I promise you.
Yeah, my gun, I had the same gun he had. My gun hated that freaking, hated Scirocco's.
Yeah, and my gun loves the Scirocco's. Why is that?
I don't know.
Because every gun likes a different round. Doesn't matter if we all had Sanderos.
Yeah.
We all had the same three guns.
We bought them at different times.
Yeah, so. We all did buy them at different times. But that's the difference. You got to find out what bullet your rifle likes.
Yeah.
My nephew Joe's 7mm .08 hates the VLDX.
Right.
John Collis 6.5 Creedmoor loves the ELDX. 140 grain, that thing is 143 grain ELDX 6.5 Creedmoor out of that gun is, it was shooting dimes.
Yeah.
The hole, we shot five rounds, three almost went in the same hole, and then two like just like just so close. Yeah. I mean, it was like a dime. That's it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but Joe's hated it. His like 150 grain Sierra Match King, I think, out of his 7mm .08. It's nuts. It is crazy. So guys, test out a bunch of different ammo, and I promise you, learn what your gun likes and then use that.
Yeah.
And then the bags for sure come in, you know.
Well, yeah.
It'll help out tremendously.
Yeah, of course.
And really, go on YouTube. Learn how to properly use a bag. I'm gonna try to do my best to make more.
Go on your site.
Yeah, I mean, go on
your
my site, site.
You're starting to put together that are very specific. They're all specific to your bags. If you go on the site, there's a couple on there now. There's one on my YouTube that I do. It's quite a bit longer, but it kind of takes you through like using it in the hunt. You know, we kind of went through a hunting scenario and talked about it step by step. And I think that video did a really good job of showing, and we took some like, what, 600, 700 yard shots or something. I don't remember in that video. But
the last one was, we went from 600 to 800.
It was good.
You were hitting every time.
It was good information. I think those videos will help out. So if you've purchased a Phoenix shooting bag, or if you're thinking about it and want to understand why would I even want it? Oh, I just shoot off my backpack, or I have a bipod or whatever. Why do you want it? This is why. If you can watch those videos and grasp the concept of it, you'll understand why. And like Anthony mentioned earlier, the difference between having a bipod and having a front bag is that the shooting platform is exactly the same every time. You think it's the same every time off the bipod, but it's not.
Never. Never.
No. It's not, I mean, it's not even from shot to shot, it's not the same.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know how to load a bipod correctly.
Right.
And that, and if you're not loading the bipod, that thing's going to jump.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have the best bipod. I mean, it's an Atlas bipod.
Oh.
It's never on my gun.
Yeah. I had the lightest weight, like one of the nicest bipod. I got a $900 bipod on my freaking gun. And I got rid of it because I was like, one, I don't like it there. It's annoying. It's just something else to catch brush. It's something else to poke me in the shoulder. Mine only weighed 4 ounces. 4 ounces.
Yeah, mine weighs a lot more.
Yeah. Most bipods are pound or more. Yeah. And I was just like, there's no reason. I mean, and mine articulated. I mean, it did everything you needed it to do. But I'd much rather shoot off a Tony bag of donuts in the front off my backpack and a small in the back.
Listen,
small
me, bag. Tony Bag of Donuts is my favorite bag. You could shoot off everything off that thing. I mean, we proved it inside the videos.
Yeah.
Rocks, boulders, a tree. I mean,
almost offhand, basically, too. Shooting off the top of your backpack.
I use the Tony Bagger donuts on my tripod, and then I actually switch. I use the medium as the rear bag so that I get that height. Like sometimes when you shoot, when you sit in that tall
Sitting,
grass,
shooting, sitting.
and that's
You can't
a
do
lot
that
of,
with a bipod. I
no,
mean, you could if you got one of those really
real long
long
ones.
Harris bipods, as you know, 24-inch deals. But you want to talk about being cumbersome in the field? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, these things
So
weigh like nothing. I
this
mean,
is my favorite bag is the small. I typically carry this, and I carry the Tony bag of donuts. We're gonna give away one of these smalls to a listener. So go check out Phoenix Shooting Bags. Instagram, give them a like, go check out their website, and give us a review on iTunes, and you'll get entered in to win this bag. I'm going to be giving it away here at the end of September. So this is a good tool. It really is, and it's super lightweight, especially for you mountain hunters that, conscientious about weight. If you're hunting from the truck and going in. Even if you're going a mile or whatever, who the hell wants to carry more weight anyway?
no, I don't
I
want to
don't.
carry it.
I want you to carry my
Yeah, well,
backpack.
I want you to carry mine.
No, hell no, man. You carry way too much shit, man.
I know, I carry a lot of stuff.
So, but I think if you come up with a system of how you shoot. You could be a lot more, and this gives you that system. Like it gives you more steps,
Well, the
and
whole thing is practice the way you're gonna hunt. So
right.
I use my backpack when I hunt. I always use it as my front rest, and I use the Tony bag of donuts, and I shoot like that when I'm at the range. I practice like that all the time. But let me tell you guys something about the small and the medium. They don't work well together. So don't, if you're gonna go out and purchase a small, don't buy the medium thinking that they're gonna work together. The only ones that work together like that would be the extra small and the medium. They're kind of very similar in height, so you don't get that angle. You can't get that, adjustment. You can use the small and the Tony bag of donuts work really well together.
Or
I like the
the
extra small. Extra small is my favorite just because it's so tiny. It weighs 5.6 ounces, and I take it. It's always strapped to my backpack, and the TBD is always on my bag. It never comes off unless I'm going bow hunting. That's it.
Yeah, no,
But
I agree.
a lot of people that are shooting off bipods, I would definitely get this small Ridge Runner rather than the extra small, just because it gives you that little extra height that you need with that bipod. Because a lot of people, their bipods are really long. Yeah. So if you're going to shoot off the bipod, get a small. But if you're going to use the system, you can use either the extra small with the TBD bag in the front or
Yeah,
the
for sure.
small. Yeah. But guys, go check out the Westwide. You know what? For all your listeners, I'll or whatever, we'll do it for a couple till the end of the month. We'll give them 20% off. Just use the code, what, John Stallone? John Stallone sounds good. All right, guys, go on there, John Stallone as a promo code. Give you guys 20% off for everybody that just listen to this podcast. There you guys go. Give you guys a little break.
Awesome.
But
Nice.
I gotta run to physical therapy. My bicep got torn, so
Sucks.
I know. So I gotta go. But let's do another one real quick. We'll do a let's do it.
Yeah, we'll get together. We'll do a little podcast. We'll talk about long range shooting, and we'll get into some stories and stuff, for sure.
Talk about kids' hunts.
Yeah. Awesome. Ellis started doing her.
I know, I was so proud of her. I'm like, I can't
She
wait to take her. I'm
just.
like, I want to be you, like you were for my son on his first hunt.
Yeah.
I want to be the one taking her. I know, I want to take her on the stalk and have you sit back
And
on the
talk on the
binos.
binos.
You know what's so funny is because kids always listen. I don't want to say they don't listen to their parents, but they'll listen better to, their uncle or their aunt or something like that. And I think they're less, I don't want to say less nervous, but I think they're just more relaxed when they're with somebody else. And I want to do that for you. I mean, I think she'll do fine, but I think my nephews
I think
do way
you're
better with me than they do with my brother.
well. I think that's because you know how to coach them better than Paul does.
Oh.
Paul, I mean, pulls a good shot, and he's a fairly good hunter, but he's not into it like you are. Like, he doesn't have that. Like, he doesn't study about it. He's busy with his being a doctor. And like,
yeah, no, true, true.
We were talking about earlier. He said, you know, he just doesn't. He doesn't have time to go out and do it all the time. So it's different. I think your sons wanted to go with me because they like me better than you.
No, that's true. That's true. Always Uncle John. They see all the deers you bring back and they're like, Dad, I want to go with Uncle John. I'm like, I proved them wrong this year, though.
Yeah,
I proved them wrong this year.
Yeah.
These guys, now they're like, oh, Daddy, I'll go with Dad. Yeah. I'll go with Dad.
I remember. Yeah, they didn't think they were going to get one if they went with you.
They're like, they're funny. They see stuff because yours are bigger than mine, all the racks on your deers. But you know what? I find them. We just don't shoot the big ones. We always tend to miss the first one. Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get to that story another time.
No, definitely. That's actually good. That's a good point. But all right, man. Well, thanks for dropping the bags off, and we'll let's get together here in the next few days and do another podcast.
Excellent, excellent. All right, guys, go check them out. PhoenixShootingBags.com. Like I said, 20% off to you guys. Just use the promo code John Stallone, and you guys will get 20% off.
Awesome.
Hey, guys, want to stay connected with the podcast? Check out my blog, johnstallone.me. That's www.johnstallone.me. And you could go on there. On the top right-hand corner, there's a little subscribe box. Quickly put in an email address, hit subscribe, and boom, you're done. There's a lot of great information on there. A lot of posts that go hand in hand with the podcast that we do, plus gear reviews, plus we have the signature t-shirts on there, the I Eat Fast Food t-shirts, and the Tuesday Kuzday shirts. It's a really good way to stay connected with the podcast. And thanks for listening.